From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we're going to be discussing Alaska Book Week. The series of events celebrating writing and writers in Alaska runs from Sunday, October 1st through the 8th. Joining me is the coordinator for Book Week, Dr. Trish Jenkins. She's a professor of English at UAA and is on the board for Alaska Center for the Book. Here's Jenkins.
Alaska Book Week is a celebration of books, and the books are by Alaskan authors. They focus on Alaska. It includes a variety of genres, poetry, fiction, historical fiction.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, why even have like a, why have a book week to, you know, specifically celebrate literature, I guess?
Why have a book week? Well, why not, I think is what I would say.
Have it
you
every
know,
week.
My first reaction to that is we have so many good authors in Alaska, and they're also generous with their time, which is required to be a part of Book Week. I like the idea that we're sort of celebrating those authors as well. And I really appreciate their participation.
I see that there are there's some events featuring authors with new works or new authors, stuff like that. Maybe how would you describe maybe the literary scene in Alaska currently right now? It seems like it's booming maybe.
Oh, you know, I think we could probably have 10 panels on works in progress and authors with new books. I agree with you. There's a lot of writing going on.
You mentioned that Alaska Center for the Book is, you know, the kind of organizational body behind like Book Week. But what does Alaska Center for the Book do, generally speaking, as an organization?
Well, we're an affiliate of the Library of Congress. And we're all volunteer. Every state and the territories have a center for the book. And throughout the year, we coordinate events. For example, we coordinate Reading Rendezvous, which takes place on the library lawn in May. We also are the brains behind the CLIA Awards, which is a literacy award. And our literacy awards this year will be given during Book Week. We are involved in a creative writing contest. So anything that's involved with reading and writing and literacy, is we kind of probably have our finger in it.
Who would you say makes up kind of the body of the Alaska Book Week board? Is it other educators like yourself?
Well, we have librarians, and some folks have been on the board for a very long time. I mean, I've been on since, I think, 2002, and in some ways, I'm almost a newcomer in some ways.
There's a big mix of events happening for Book Week. You know, some are live, some are recorded. Do you have anything that you're particularly excited about to either, you know, just attend or for people to experience?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I'd have to really think about that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. You know, the one on Sunday I think will be kind of fun. Works in progress, because it's always interesting to hear people talk about the stuff that they're working on. There's an event out at Black Birch Books, Frontier Women Authors Panel, which, you know, I'm hoping to attend. And there's also one that's going to happen at Writer's Block that features your Lori Townsend and a few other authors who are going to talk about their works. I'm also looking forward to that one. I'm going to try to attend as many of these as I can. We have some overlap. I can't attend all of them. But what's nice is the virtual events, you can go to the website and you can watch them at your convenience. They're on YouTube and they're easy to find. And that's kind of nice that you can do that.
Yeah, and it looks like some of these are like this one in particular, like an evening of poetry, you know, four poets from around the state, and people are going to read their work. And then sounds like a cool way to, I guess, just maybe get exposed to local authors that maybe you've never read or seen before.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because we don't require that you've been published, obviously, because if you have a works in progress, you might not be published yet. Mm.
What events maybe would you suggest for the aspiring writer?
Oh, gosh, I would recommend Works in Progress and Writers with New Books. And Writers with New Books is recorded. Works in Progress is live. Those are two. And then maybe also Lucian Child's event, where he talks about, you know, becoming, it's called Beginning a Literary Career Later in Life. And he's really proud of that, and he should be. So that would also be one that would be interesting probably to the fledgling writer.
Yeah, could you maybe touch on Lucien Childs a little bit? I see that at some point here, too, during the week, you're going to be celebrating the publication of Dreaming Home. It's their debut novel.
It's his debut. Yes, 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 it is. Well, and I just realized that his event is a recorded event, so you can go on Zoom and see that. Well, Lucien is not in Alaska anymore, but we still kind of consider him an Alaskan because he used to be. So, and he's coming back to his home, his former place, to have a book signing and such. So, yeah, but he's an older writer, and he's just really worked hard to get this book published. And as he says here, as the blurb says, he will offer strategies for writers seeking to publish applicable at any age, but especially useful for older writers.
Yeah, if you maybe you've always dreamed about doing it and just haven't done it yet, maybe it's the time.
Yeah.
So I also see, you know, there's a kids event on Saturday, October 7th. It's not all, you know, poetry and nonfiction, stuff like that. It looks like there's going to be some, like, story times and crafts. You know, how important is it, do you think, to read to kids at an early age?
We actually have a video that will – I don't know if it's been posted yet, but we have a video about the importance of reading to kids that's provided by Best Beginnings. So, it's very important. It's you know, I was just talking with a friend the other day about that, about how important it is. And we have some great children's authors in this town as well.
One other thing that you're doing is kind of a daily thing. You're doing a poem a day, and it sounds like you'll be posting poems and maybe recommending poetry and just maybe posting it to your Facebook page.
Yes, that is a new event that was proposed by the people who are putting this on, and we're kind of excited about that. And we are going to put the poem on our Facebook page, and I just think it's wonderful that, you know, we're including poetry. Some people might not think of poetry as part of Book Week. You know, they don't think of it that way. So I'm delighted that that's going to be there.
Also, something that people might be interested in is, you know, there's the Alaska romance writers. Maybe
yes.
Not necessarily something you would first think of when you think of Alaska authors, but they exist and they are here.
They
and
you
do. Are having an event.
Yes, they participate on and off. And yes, they do. I believe that's happening, I think, Monday of Book Week. Yes, they do participate. Like I said, we like it when we have a variety of genres. And I think it's important to know, you know, to represent a variety of genres. And we have writers who participate in all the genres in our state, which I think is great.
I do see that we have an event with Heather Lendy,
yes.
Alaska State Writer Laureate. That's super cool.
Yes.
Looks like that one's going to be out in Wasilla.
And Talkeetna.
So a couple
yes.
of those.
Yes.
That sounds like a cool opportunity. She's been on the air with us a few times and is just really great to hear speak and very down to earth. And
generous with her time because she has participated, I think, in just about every Book Week that I've worked on. She's very generous with her time. And I think she's inspires people, too.
Before we wrap up, too, something very interesting, too, is this behavioral ecologist, David Scheel.
Yes.
And
the octopus guy.
Yeah. So what's going on with that? That's kind of a cool change from, you know, romance, poetry, you know, other kind of forms
yeah.
of writing.
Yeah. Like I said, variety of genres. This is a thanks to Roseanne Pagana at APU who suggested this panel. And I have not read David's book yet, but I would like to because it sounds very interesting. I think he's been working on it for a very long time. And he's a local guy, and he's, a professor at APU as well. So, yeah, I know. How interesting. What a change from the other things that we have.
Yeah, and I like this blurb kind of with a blend of Western science and indigenous science and stories.
Yes.
That sounds very unique. Well, I guess maybe to just kind of wrap up, you know, what do you think is the just kind of your favorite part of Book Week? And maybe not when it's all wrapped up and you're able to get some sleep.
You know, I think the favorite part is the enthusiasm on the part of the authors, because I email authors, I call authors, I email authors, I call authors, and they're often very thankful, grateful, helpful, willing to participate. They have a lot to offer. And sometimes I just, you know, put my head together with them and we talk about what kind of a panel do you want to do? And it's so there's this creative process to putting Book Week together that's kind of fun.
Yeah, just kind of collaborating with all these creatives. And
yes, because sometimes I'll just say, hey, you have a book out. Do you want to be in Book Week? And then we get on the phone and we're like, well, you know, what's your book about? And what do you like to write about? And what other authors are you interested in? And maybe who else would you like to talk with? And it just kind of goes from there.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of seems to be the general consensus about, like, the Alaska writing community is, like, everybody's really willing to kind of help each other out, collaborate, give tips and tricks, stuff like that.
Yes, they are. I love our writers. I really do. I think they're just a great people to work with. And I'm sure there's authors out there I haven't met. I'd like to meet them.
To kind of wrap things up, what's the best way for people to stay up to date with what's happening with Book Week or, you know, Alaska Center for the Book, stuff like that?
I would say, for Book Week, go to our website, which is alaskabookweek.org, and you'll have a printable schedule there as well as information if you scroll down the website to the authors who are participating in the event and the time and the place. And we also maintain a Facebook page. And Alaska Center for the Book also has a Facebook page, and that's another place to get information about them. And they also have a website as well. Alaska Center for the Book does, yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me about this. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.